T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Carl Banks Report, brought to you by GEICO, saving you money on car insurance, has been in GEICO's playbook for over 75 years. So what are you waiting for? Get a quote at GEICO.com. By Spine and Rehabilitation Centers of New Jersey. In pain, call 833-NJ-HERTZ today. By Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa, visit one of their 80 locations in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, or book online at handandstone.com. And by your local Kia dealers, visit your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to see what it means to give everything. Introducing the first ever Kia K5, out with the old, in with the turbocharged new. What's up, Carl?
Hi, Carl.
Hello, man. How are we doing?
Doing all right. I have a sort of COVID-related question, all right?
Okay.
Right now, we have seen a lot of teams have either a positive or a couple of positives or false positives. One thing I was always curious about, and I forget who we had on early in the season, it may have been Avery Williamson, how he was skeptical that all players were going to be able to fully follow the protocols, that, you know, guys weren't just going to go home, sit there in isolation, basically, then go to practice and whatnot. How difficult would that have been? You know, if this was going on in the 80s, if you were and your teammates were participating in a year in which it was very important to basically do nothing. I mean, essentially, that's the key. Would you have been able to pull it off? Your thoughts?
Not 100%, I can assure you. It's guys play Russian roulette all the time with their, not just their health, but just other stuff. So I don't think that you're going to get, I would have gotten 100% compliance, because we had a lot of social butterflies on our team, but you would probably get 95%, 99% buy-in, maybe 98%. But to be honest with you, I don't think it would have been 100.
Yeah. I can't see like Lawrence, like back in those days, you know, like just chilling
out. I said 99, 98.
You know, I just don't see that would have been the case. Yeah, Carl.
The thing is, now, even with these kids, like, I have a son in this age group, and though they want to be careful, it's just kind of like, hey, nobody's going to be in the movie theater, so maybe I can go.
Right.
I'm like, well, you probably shouldn't. Well, nobody's going to be there. Well, you still probably shouldn't. You know, the rationale sometimes with this age group is, you know, they do deductive reasoning and say, well, because nobody else is going to be there, I should be good. And that sometimes gives you exposure. But, you know, fingers crossed, man, that this season will continue and that these guys can just make sure that they take care of themselves and their teammates.
The only criticism I have about the NFL is, like, I get the bubble not happening. I get not changing the schedule the way baseball did to make everything regionalized. I just thought it would have made sense to add bye weeks to kind of drag the season out longer so that if there is a concern, it's not a big deal to cancel a game. Okay, fine. We'll move it to next week. We got all this wiggle room to make things work. And right now it feels like the league is really trying hard to make sure they get everything in 17 weeks. Like, they don't even want to add an 18th week at the end of the year. And that was the only thing I would disagree with the NFL about, because you had to know going in, after what happened in baseball, there were going to be positive tests. There were going to be games that had to be pushed back. And so that's the only thing I look at and say that should have been done differently by the NFL.
Yeah, the thing is, and I to your point, I think they're going to end up with some extra weeks, because, you know, putting games on Mondays and Tuesdays and Thursdays and guys getting their bye week shifted because of the positive test and the competitive edge that, you know, someone would have if they played after being off and another team didn't have off. I think at some point, it's still early, but I could see something happening on the tail end of this season. It just doesn't, like you said, just trying to cram everything in doesn't necessarily make sense, and it's not helpful if you're in the ratings business either.
Right.
You know what, though, Carl? It is a very fluid situation. I mean, we've already seen games moved around. I mean, the Jets were supposed to be playing the Chargers this week in Los Angeles, and they moved it to playing the Dolphins in Miami. You know, we're seeing things happen on the fly. You know, we've seen games move from, like you said, move from a Sunday game to a Monday game to a Tuesday game. I mean, we've seen all this type of thing happen, and I think it's going to continue to happen as the year goes on, and I do think that we're going to have extra weeks when all is said and done.
Yeah.
Yes. And again, think about geographically, not every state has the same mandate either. So players in certain states are, you know, even though your league is mandating certain things, if you have a wife, you have kids, you have relatives in those states, they're moving about as freely as the state will allow them to. So there's always a risk. And the thing is, I don't think we've had four teams or three teams that have had positives at the same time. Now, if you get, you know, the equivalent of two games in the same, then you know there's going to have to be some changes.
Looking at this opponent, I mean, Washington can get to the quarterback, and that would be the number one thing that scares me. They've got guys that can force a Daniel Jones turnover or two. How about the challenge this offensive line faces as they take on a very good Washington defensive line?
Well, the good news, Evan, is that they've taken on a lot of good defensive lines in the first 5 weeks. The bad news is those guys have gotten to the quarterback. So I don't think this is going to be anything new. I don't think they have to step up whatever their efforts are just because it's Washington. They have to step up their efforts because they haven't been very effective against some of these good pass-rushing teams in terms of protecting the quarterback. So I think what they can do and should focus on is building on the run game that started last week. I think they started to find something there that'll give them a chance to get their quarterback comfortable and in rhythm. If they can't run the football, then it's going to be tough to protect the quarterback because they're going to fall behind in the snap count, down in distance, and then you get in these long yardage situations, and all you got is a slant because your guys can't hold up long enough for a quarterback to get the ball downfield. It's going to be a long day.
You know, Carl, so far Joe Judge has really got a pass, and rightfully so. I mean, he's only in his, you know, going to be his sixth game as head coach. But I look at this game, and it's a game the Giants should win. I mean, I just look at this game, and I think the Giants are a better team. I know Washington's won a game. I get it. But, you know, they've lost the last four in a row. They've been beaten up pretty badly in those games. I just think the Giants are a better football team. And I think this is a game, if they don't win, that you're going to start to hear some rumblings about the head coach and the coaching staff for the first time. Whether it's legit, whether it's, you know, warranted or not, I think you're going to start to hear that.
Well, it's the nature of fans. They've been screaming, you know, they're starting to scream a little bit about, you know, the coach being over his head and things of that nature. It's not going to make a difference. I think he has a plan. He knows what he wants to do. He's very clear on that. Obviously, talent dictates a lot, but to your point, winning games that you're supposed to win helps. Losing games that you're supposed to win does not instill confidence in your fan base or the people who want you to succeed. So, yeah, this is a game that they should feel that they should win, and they should win it. Whether that happens or not, it will probably weigh heavily on in the echo chamber of fans who don't like the coach or will begin to not like the coach.
Does practicing outside in the rain actually help? Is that something that actually matters? I know Joe Judge is doing that today on this just gorgeous day in the area. What do you think of that?
Yes, it helps. It helps because it's all the conditions that you have to get acclimated to. The thing is, when you practice on, let's just say you practice on grass and it's dry all week, and then you get out and you know it's going to rain, but you wear the same shoes that you were wearing in your indoor facility. Then you get outside and you're falling all over the place. Can't hold the ball. Your timing is off because guys are slipping. You get a chance to anticipate just working in conditions how things are going to go. I'm a big believer in if you're going to play in wet weather, you should practice in it. Because it gives you a chance to your body and your timing a chance to acclimate, and you know nothing's going to surprise you. Tip balls, slippery balls, things of that nature. You got to be able to really hit the ground running with that stuff. If y'all will overcome it, certainly not the Giants. They don't overcome their mistakes. So these are things that they have to get themselves ready for.
The weather Sunday is supposed to be pretty good. So, I mean, I don't think it's going to be, rain is going to be an issue in the game Sunday. But, yeah, I mean, let me ask you this question, Carl. I would think from a defensive standpoint, you like to play in those kind of conditions if you're a defensive player. Did you like playing in those kind of conditions?
Well, the colder it was, the better it was for our defense because offensive players are just not tough. When it comes to cold, you start to smack them around a little bit, and they start to tiptoe around. So yeah, it's always advantage defense if you can get some of these pretty finesse teams into games and late in the season, you could get some things done against them because you can just start to smack them around a bit.
I don't know if this was said point blank or not, but, you know, we go back to how they lost to the Dallas Cowboys. They made mistakes, and like you said, they don't overcome mistakes, and they had a couple of big penalties, one of which was the offensive pass interference that was called on Damian Ratley on what should have been a Darius Slayton touchdown. And then coincidentally, Damian Ratley was waived, and they signed Austin Mack, who plays the same position. Was that a message? Was that, in your mind, that penalty essentially cost Ratley his job this week?
Well, I do not have that direct line to Joe Judge, but it feels and looks like a very Joe Judge, Bill Belichickian thing to do. Here's why. And I haven't confirmed this.
Right.
But if it were a route that Ratley was supposed to run and he took it on his own accord to set the pick, then you cost your team. And I think, and I was on a Chalk Talk with Amani Toomer last night, and he said it's very rare that you just have an outright pick. He says the purpose of the pick is not to pick the defender, but to let the defenders pick themselves. So you see defenders all the time on the same level, and we've seen it early in the year with the Giants, where their defensive backs are just running into each other trying to cover crossing receivers. The reason you don't pick is that if you take yourself out of the route and the guy you're picking for is covered, or both guys take him, then the quarterback has nowhere to throw the ball. So I don't have exact knowledge on it, but just based on what Amani Toomer was telling me, that you run your route because if everybody takes Slayton, then you're wide open. So those are the types of things that I know that Joe Judge is big on detail. So if that happens and it costs your team in a game like this where you could ill afford to lose points and you had two different opportunities, I would venture to say that it factored in heavily in him not being on the roster today.
Now, you mentioned it's Belichickian, if you will. Does that work when you make a move like that? Does that kind of become something in the locker room where you're like, man, I don't want to make a mistake like that? Obviously, certain guys are not going to necessarily lose their job, but does that kind of move, if it was done for that reason, impact kind of the room a little bit?
Well, of course it does, because you have number one, you have a young team. Number two, if the emphasis to the entire team is do your job, do what you're supposed to do, and this should work. This will work if you do what you're supposed to do, and the one guy who takes it on his own to do something different, oh, it certainly sends a message. Because the message it sends when the coach puts the film on and he shows 10 guys doing their job, and they're doing their job well, and the one guy who decided to do it on his own cost his team a touchdown. That's where it helps. Like, if you just do it for cause and effect, it doesn't work. You turn players off. But when you can show, when you preach, do your job, when you preach, if you do these things, this play will work. And the coach cuts it on, and he goes man for man, everybody that did their job. And the one guy who screwed it up did it. Yes, it is effective. Believe me.
Even if it's a guy in this case, a really nondescript guy on the team. You know what I mean, Carl? I mean, is it, you know, nobody's getting crazy about this guy getting cut. I mean, you know what I mean, overall?
Right. But the thing about it, Joe, is he's in at a crucial time. Yeah. So nobody's getting.
Right.
You know, it's not that, like they cut Sterling Shepard or Slayton.
Right.
But here's a guy who got valuable minutes, who all he had to do was do his job. So they look at that like, oh, well, here's a guy who got an opportunity. Not like he was a scrub and nobody cared. It was a guy who now got valuable time in a game, which there are a lot of guys, considering the Giants' injury situation, that could find themselves in that same scenario. So it matters, no matter where, you know, where your status is or draft. If you're in the game and you just cost your team an opportunity to win the game because you decide to do something different, not because you made a mistake on your route, not because you ran the wrong route, because you did something on your own. That is the type of thing that will get you fired.
We're talking to Carl Banks about the Giants. They look to get their first win of the year against Washington. Let's get the keys to that game. They are brought to you by your local Kia dealer. Visit Kia.com to see what it means to give everything. Introducing the first ever Kia K5, out with the old, in with the turbocharged new. All right, the keys to getting their first win of the year against Washington on Sunday.
Well, both teams kind of mirror each other. The difference is Washington hasn't run the ball extremely well. The Giants haven't either. But the Giants cannot let Griffin get going. Gibson. They cannot let him get going at all because they got a quarterback, the Washington team, that's just trying to steal his way back in. You don't want him to have the luxury of having a running game. So the Giants must stop the run. And offensively, you've just got to execute. Just stay on schedule and not turn the ball over. They win the football game.
You confident? You confident this week? You should be. I mean, you should be confident about them going out and winning this game.
Well, I'm going to just give you the exact same thing I give you every week. I don't see enough to tell me I can be confident in anything. I see some things improving, but I'm not. Listen.
Right.
Until they win, they haven't won. It's just that simple.
Yeah, it feels over the last few weeks it's like whack-a-mole, where you felt good about the defense coming out of the Ram game because they overall played a hell of a game outside of one mistake. And then last week, I feel better about the offense, but the defense overall had a rough performance against Dallas. It's like, when can they give you that complete performance? When can you get enough from both sides of the ball in the same game and not make the big mistake that kills you? Because, look, we talked about one of them. There were two huge penalties on offense that crushed them. One of those penalties doesn't occur, Giants probably win the game. So it's almost like, when can they give you that just all-around solid enough performance?
Right, and it's what you're saying, the last word, enough. Solid enough, because they had enough to win it, but they could not overcome their mistakes, their penalties, the things that keep drives alive. You get a team like Washington, if they're struggling, don't give them yardage that they didn't earn. They did that in the Dallas game when they get the ball on the 25-yard line and they end up without running another play at the 45-yard line.
Yeah.
You're not good enough to overcome that type of stuff. So it's the performance, the effort, all of that stuff we get, but it's the execution. They've got to be able to execute and eliminate the little mistakes.
And then they got a very tough turnaround. They got to turn around and play Thursday night against the Eagles. So you got two big division games coming up, both at home, in a matter of 4 days. So that makes it even more difficult. If you don't win this game, I mean, it makes it even more difficult going into that Philadelphia game, I would think, Carl.
Yeah, it does, and it pretty much puts you out of the division conversation, period.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that, yes, yes. Yeah, I would agree with that.
If they lose on Sunday, they have to win that game. Right. They go from divisional conversation to the Trevor Lawrence conversation.
Right.
In a much more serious level, that's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Carl, have a great weekend. Have a good call, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Always a pleasure,
Thank
Carl.
You.
Be well.
Thanks. Good weekend, guys.
Thank you. Great Carl Banks, Giants, Washington coming up Sunday, and he's right. You know, they win this game, and you mentioned this earlier, they win this game at least for a little bit. There's the facade of, they're kind of in it. Oh, big game against the Eagles. You never know. But if they lose, I mean, what are we looking at?
Look, they're like, and it is a facade. But, I mean, you know, you know, at least you could dream. I mean, especially if somehow, look, the Eagles play the Ravens this week. They certainly can lose, and they probably will lose. And the Cowboys play the Cardinals. I mean, there's no guarantee that Dallas is beating the Cardinals. So, I mean, who knows? Giants win this game, those two teams lose. All of a sudden, you're looking at it, wow, we're actually in it. You know what I mean?
Cowboys are actually underdogs in that game, too.
I know it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.